This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from the Kate Daly Show at katedalyradio.com. How are you guys doing today? As you can guess, I have a lot to talk about today in this hour. I'm glad you're joining me for this hour because I want to talk about election fraud. It seems to be put on the back burner while we have events going on in the nation. But I also have some questions about those events, too. And the problem is that I was trying to construct a timeline for radio to try to explain to people what happened. The only problem I'm running up against with what happened in Texas is the timeline. And as horrific as those events sound, and you know, of course, all America is concerned about the families, what happened to these children, I have to say that the timeline is a little disconcerting. Before we get to my two guests for election fraud, I just wanted to kind of give you an example of why I'm finding it really hard to construct a timeline. At 11:17, the school district put out a message that the school had an active shooter. This was 11:17. So at 11:17, they put this message out and that everything was fine except that they had had this event happening. Okay, it happened. Then the authorities say that at 11:32, 10 minutes later, okay, more than 10 minutes, more like 15 minutes later, the authorities say that the school shooter then entered the building, which I thought was really strange, because by the time a school district writes the message, you know, shooter in the building, then what's strange is that it would take a little bit to get there. So I'm probably guessing maybe at around 11:10, something like that. Okay. So I just wanted to mention that 11:32. And then, of course, at 11:43, they said that the elementary school tweeted out that the school had some shots and gunfire outside, but everyone inside the school was fine. But the shooting was supposed to be happening then for an hour and a half. And a shootout was supposed to be happening at that point when the elementary school sent that out. A little strange. So the timeline is very, very weird. I might talk about that a little bit more inside the show, but it was just very strange. And the timeline, for some reason, is not working out. I don't know who was not talking to whom or what was happening here, but it just seemed a little strange. My first guest for talking about election fraud, which we really do need to keep an eye on right now, is Sheriff Mack. Sheriff Mack joins me, and Sheriff Mack is the president of Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. And welcome to the show, Sheriff Mack. How are you?
Thank you so much, Kate. It's great to be back with you, and it's great to be back on InfoWars.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining me. It's an important matter that's being swept aside for today's media coverage, which today's media coverage is important, but so is election fraud. And here is the situation. We have a movie, 2000 Mules. I've interviewed Catherine. I've interviewed Dinesh. And this movie is important. It's a huge, huge tool. And to understand what this fraud's all about. We only have a minute till we go to break, but we are going to come back and talk about this for a moment. And I just wanted to understand what the constitutional sheriffs are saying about this movie, this extraordinary piece of evidence about election fraud.
Well, I made the mistake of watching the movie, and I say mistake because now it puts a responsibility on us and every sheriff in the country, every peace officer, every state police agency. The evidence now is stark and right in our face. And I really didn't make this issue a top priority of the CSPOA. But because of this movie, I now am doing exactly that. All of our members are saying the same thing. This evidence is too compelling to ignore.
Right. We're going to come right back more with Sheriff Mack when we come back. The Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. So glad to have Sheriff Mack on with me today in this hour of the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality Made in America product line, exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. So happy to be spending this hour with you. Such important topics, too, that seem to be swept by the wayside in America today that still need to be talked about. And there still is a obvious, huge, massive concern for our voting system, which is truly what we should be feeling right now. We have a whole system that has fallen apart, and we need to do something about it. My guest is, for this segment of the show, is Richard Mack, Sheriff Richard Mack. He also is the former sheriff of Graham County, Arizona, political activist. He's known for a role in a successful lawsuit brought against the federal government of the United States, which alleged that portions of the Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act violated the United States Constitution. Welcome back. He is also the head of Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. And so let's pick up where we just left off, Sheriff Mack. So appreciate you being on with me, of course. But there's a huge effort right now to make sure that people understand the evidence behind voter fraud. And it's a massive amount of evidence. Mules, kind of like drug trafficking, which you're probably well familiar with being in Arizona, how the mules for the election trafficking have certainly been part of this massive amount of evidence. Yes?
Yeah, it is. And you know, it's kind of funny. I actually predicted before the election that the Democrats would do anything and everything, lie, cheat, steal, and murder. Yeah, and I'm not kidding. I believe they have committed murder, and I believe they would be willing to commit murder to make sure that they would not allow Donald Trump back in the White House. In fact, they basically tried to assassinate his character for 5 years. I'm not a big Trump fan. When he makes mistakes, I point him out. When he does something good, I point him out. Comparatively speaking, with other presidents, especially compared to the one that's in there now, he was one of the best presidents in American history, and far better than anything the Democrats have put in there in a long, long time, especially the destruction, the destroyer of American liberty that's in there now. But I predicted this. I said that they would do anything and everything, and it's obvious that they did. But, Kate, I did not see any evidence where we could start investigating. I did not make it an issue of the CSPOA to get all the sheriffs in the country to start investigating this. A couple of sheriffs and CSPOA sheriffs started some of their own investigations. Sheriff Darleaf in Michigan has been doing this for 2 years. He's been stonewalled at every corner that he turns. However, now, D'Souza comes out with this movie. People kept telling me to watch it. I wasn't interested in watching it. Finally, I said, okay, send it to me. I'll watch it. I watched it, and I'm not saying that it's completely true. Let's just go and arrest everybody. No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that the evidence appears to be very compelling, and that the sheriffs of this country, especially in metropolitan areas, the larger cities of America, Phoenix, Maricopa County, Dallas, New York City, Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles, all of those, and other cities, some not as big, some are quite smaller, but it's the major metropolitan areas. It's the four largest counties in Arizona that should be conducting these. That appears on the movie. This cannot be ignored. This is the destruction. If this is even a little bit true, then this is the destruction of the constitutional American Republic. And I don't want that anymore. And I don't want the fundamental change that Biden and Obama have promised us. I want the fundamentals of American values to stay in place. And I don't believe any sheriff can ignore this anymore. A lot of them don't want to watch the movie. Fox wants to ignore this movie. Newsmax wants to ignore this movie. I will not do that. And I cannot do that as an American and as a constitutional sheriff. I cannot do that. So we issued a press release calling on all media and all citizens and all sheriffs to investigate the evidence as it appears on 2,000 Mules. And maybe it didn't happen in your area, but I bet some other forms of the vote harvesting and ballot harvesting and some of this fraud did happen in your areas, but it's not going to be every single county. There's 3,100 counties in America, but this needs to be addressed. And sheriffs, you have a moral and lawful obligation to verify whether or not the information put out in this movie is false or if it's true. And then you have an obligation to put this before a competent prosecutor or before a grand jury. And let's put this issue to rest. And let's investigate one of the biggest crimes, the way it looks. The allegation is this would be one of the biggest crimes and frauds ever perpetrated in the history of America. And the victim is the American people.
Amen. I just got chills when you were talking, because I love that you are putting these sheriffs on high alert to say, look at this. You cannot ignore it. You can't divert your attention away. You can't just simply say it doesn't exist. It's on film. And where the mules weren't doing it, the software took care of business. So we have to have an investigation by every sheriff in this country, like you said, to rule it out or prove it, but they should be doing something. And so far, they haven't been doing much. Correct?
No. And I haven't either until now, because there's real evidence. And I've said it before, you know, if any of you have evidence of voter fraud, take it to your sheriff and ask him to do an investigation. So a few sheriffs across the country have. Sheriff Schmeling in Wisconsin did an investigation on voter fraud from nursing homes because they were ballot harvesting with people who were not capable of voting, and they got voted for. And he saw the fraud. He gave the information of the evidence over to the attorney general in Wisconsin, and that idiot and I would say the most incompetent AG in the country told the sheriff, that's a pretty nice publicity stunt, and he would not look at it, and he would not take it before a grand jury, and he failed to do his job wittingly. But I believe there's enough sheriffs in this country that have access to good prosecutors, to legitimate AGs, who will see this evidence and follow up with it. And let's, Kate, let's let the consequences fall where they may. And let's do our jobs as lawmen in this country, and let's bring this thing to a close, whether it's yes or no, or thumbs up or thumbs down on the evidence. Let's put it to rest. But to ignore this is malfeasance of office, and it's almost treason. You cannot ignore this evidence. And if you refute it, great. But let's get busy and let's come up with this. And folks, we could use all the financial backing, and this is what I want to make sure everybody understands. Every citizen can become a member of the CSPOA, be a part of our posse, join the citizen posse today, go to CSPOA.org and become a member and help us get this out there and get these investigations done.
Amen, Sheriff Mack, and put pressure on all of these sheriffs, and it's going to take the people in mass to do this. Thank you so much for joining me. Yeah. Sheriff Mack, thank you. The CSPOA.org. Please join up. Please help in this effort, in this countrywide effort to expose what a major fraud just happened and basically a coup on our country based on the evidence. I'll be right back. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host, and we'll be talking a little bit more about election fraud. Be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for this hour. So glad you're joining me. A big thank you to Sheriff Mack. Isn't he terrific? And calling on all sheriffs, and I love the conviction that he possesses in doing so. I have interviewed Sheriff Darleaf and so many sheriffs across the country. He was the one that commandeered the ballot machines in Michigan. And I'm telling you, we have some wonderful sheriffs out there, but they really need to spread the word in looking into this fraud, because we really need them to stand up and do their job. Joining me right now are two gals from the state of Utah who have been going after the file requests for the information on election fraud like no other. And later in this broadcast, I'll get into the timeline of the events in the news as far as the Texas event. But for right now, I'd really like to invite Sophie and Jen on. These gals are called Two Red Pills for a reason, and they've been doing some wonderful work in the state of Utah to get through to the election fraud. There's such a massive amount of it. It's been difficult to get these file requests. And so when we talk about citizens jumping into this and doing something about it, my biggest hat tip to these two ladies, for these two moms, if you will, for doing something about it. And I mean spending a lot of time doing this. Welcome to the program, Sophie and Jen. How are you?
We're great. Thanks for having us, Kate.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about how you guys got rolling on this, because I want every average person in America to understand that they can absolutely do something. You have made quite the waves in the state of Utah and across the country in teaching other people how to do this. How did it start?
Well, it started kind of with the mask mandate. We were not willing to let our children be subjects of tyrannical rule and a violation of their rights. So we were able to overturn the Salt Lake County mandate for Utah. And that was huge, because it actually made our governor be threatened with lawsuits and losing money, millions and millions of dollars, because he had pre-signed an agreement through 2023 with our state board of education that he would keep our kids in masks. As we did this, we started uncovering a lot of information on education, and at the same time, we started uncovering a lot of information about elections, and we were like, this is a problem. We're not seeing a lot of results here. We see a lot of people concerned, but we're going to take this into our own hands just to make sure it's getting exposed and preserved for the election data.
Amazing. And then what happened? You started putting in requests, and they started blocking these requests, even to the tune of charging you $100,000 for a request that was very simple, and that was the information passed amongst themselves and the records that are public. There are records, and you guys went after this. And then what happened?
Yeah, well, it was interesting, because he charged me almost $100,000 from our county clerk, asking for just a couple thousand emails about the machines themselves. We have since learned through other public records that Sophie got, that are amazing, that these machines that they're trying to cover up were actually not certified by the EAC. So we can understand their motive on why they're trying to hide this. But yeah, I mean, they tried to charge $100,000. It was illegal rates. I proved it was illegal rates. They had them drop the rates and ended up getting a hearing at the state records office that gave me the information for free because of the broadcast we do. Their reaction to that was to turn around and sue me. The county sued me along with the state records committee to prevent us from getting that information out.
Absolutely. And then what happened was you got a software engineer involved. You started looking at the public records that were already made public and noticed 250,000 ballots here were, you know, over here in this section were switched from in-person to absentee. And then all of a sudden, when people go straight party ticket, things weren't lining up. They were voting for the governor, but not for Trump. And then all of a sudden, which is kind of rare, and then all of a sudden, within 24 hours after the election, the machines were sent down to, of all places, Maricopa County, which had obviously and allegedly some major fraud going on. And so the machines were sent down there when we were supposed to keep them in possession for months. And as I'm saying this, I'm wondering how many states have also had this happen. You guys were looking into it for a particular state. How many states have the same issue going on?
Oh, Kate, as we're looking at our public records, it is astonishing to see how this was a nationwide hit job on our elections. We've got some public records for Georgia that shows that numerous times during the week of the November 3rd, 2020 elections, that different people or users tried to log into the election systems for different counties in Georgia. And they were not allowed in, but there was alerts given out to the county clerks that these people that were not verified and were not supposed to be logging into their election systems were doing this. And we have many, many accounts of this happening all through starting November 3rd and going in a couple of days. So that's pretty frightening to think people are logging in and we have evidence of it.
And even here in Utah, in Salt Lake County, we've been told that well over 200 out of the 277 passwords in our machines are compromised. That's a huge percentage. It's unacceptable.
Absolutely. I mean, it's overwhelming how much evidence there actually is, and you really can't ignore it. Like Sheriff Mack said, if sheriffs can ignore this, something is wrong with the sheriffs in America, and they're putting their heads in the sand, and they are not standing by the oath they took. In fact, I noticed huge amounts of, just as soon as you guys started poking around, a huge amount of op-eds written by the governor himself saying, oh, the elections are perfect, don't look here, and even going as far as to say you're un-American if you try to examine any of this information. I could not believe, I'm sorry, but that is so egregious. I could not believe they were actually saying this to the state, to the people in the state. How many other states, if people went poking around, would other governors say the same thing? Don't you dare look here. That's un-American if you try to look for fraud, which is readily available, right?
Right. And Kate, what's interesting is when Sophie and I started doing our request in December to get the election data, we wanted to tie it up in court so that they couldn't destroy it at the 22-month window. We knew they wouldn't give it to us, even though they should and had in the past. But we were met immediately within an hour after one of my requests. I had the lieutenant governor giving my private information to a reporter to do a hit piece on me. I had men in suits in my doorstep the next day. I had vehicles watching my home. Since then, we've been followed and tracked and surveilled. And I mean, I got a tracker on my car. My computer's been hacked. And these people are for real. We have a governor here, Governor Cox, who threatened the legislators that if behind closed doors, that if they even said the word election integrity or looked into it at all, he would rule careers. He's also made public statements against us as citizens, saying that the election theorists are playing a very dangerous game. And that's a quote. So we have a governor making these threats to us directly. We have evidence that Sophie and I both have evidence that they are acting upon those threats. We have the lieutenant governor who has admitted to the newspapers that she sends the FBI after people who are canvassing. And we have our director, our former director of elections, who has also sent people to the Department of Homeland Security and FBI and public safety. I mean, we have a very real thing going on here to hide this information.
We're going to come right back with two red pills from Utah. They are actually getting the other states involved to go over this information to check out their own election fraud in these different states. I'll be right back.
InfoWars has made history. You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot Apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like Infowars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of T-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So, thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from the Kate Daly Show at katedalyradio.com. My two guests are two Red Pills. That's what they call themselves, from Utah. And let me just tell you, they are helping other states across the nation. This is why I wanted to invite them on the show. They're doing a heck of a job. They're two moms. This means two moms can do this, two citizens can do this, and they can
When you get involved, it's interesting how you want to keep going, because in this case, there was so much fraud. There was so much fraud and so many strange things that they were finding out. And I also wanted to direct everybody's attention to truthevote.org. I just interviewed Catherine, and she is just phenomenal. She's done a great job in talking about cell phone surveillance and being able to, well, it's in the movie, 2000 Mules. Everybody needs to see this movie so they can see the election fraud for themselves. And we're not even talking the major software portion. And the major software portion is one of the biggest portions of this, too. We have huge, huge problems in Dominion, allegedly. So go to truethevote.org, truethevote.org, and be a part of requesting that your sheriff look into this. Ladies, other things that you found that were really, really alarming?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up 2000 Mules, because Sophie and I, with Representative Phil Lyman, rented out the theater for the world premiere of that, and we absolutely loved that movie and the data that they were coming up with. One of the things that we thought was very interesting is the nonprofits that they're talking about in that movie are paid directly, or can be paid directly, by the Zuckerbucks. That's the $420 million that it's being funneled through two organizations called CTCL, the Center for Technology and Civic Life, and CEIR, which is the David Beckham Group. CTCL is Tiana Epps Johnson. And so I find it very interesting that millions, hundreds of millions of dollars is being funneled into these states, and we have the documents and the records that ask these states and these counties, hey, for all of this money, which, by the way, they never, ever gave anybody less than what they asked for, with all this money that's coming through, do you want it sent to your county? Do you want it sent to your state? Or you can pick a nonprofit organization, and we'll send them the check directly. And I was like, wow, I think that ties in so well with the 2000 Mules. And Sophie has found some incredible information about what they're doing with this money.
Yeah, it is astonishing to see these documents, these invoices, these grant applications. When you start reading these public records, you realize that these third-party organizations that are usually leftist organizations, they were purchasing election equipment, including scanners, tabulators, you name it. They were purchasing it for different counties. There's even a county in Pennsylvania where the CTCL organization purchased 250,000 ballots for a county in Pennsylvania. And so you realize that we are actually, who's running our elections? These third-party organizations are running our elections. And what's maddening is they use the scamdemic as the excuse to do all of these things. In several of the invoices, there's money being put out by these third party organizations for different counties to recruit people. And it's very interesting that they say, we need all of our marketing information and pamphlets. We need them in Spanish. We need them in Spanish. We need to really go after the Spanish-speaking community. And so Jen and I have just been astonished by the things that are in these public records proving, you know, everyone in our circle of influence believes there was fraud, right? I mean, it's kind of, we're at the point where it's undeniable. But to be able to actually see these people that defrauded our elections talking to each other and saying, hey, I'm going to purchase this DS-200 scanner tabulator for this county in Pennsylvania.
Which has a modem.
Which has, yeah, that DS scanner has the modem in it, of course.
And was the one that was uncertified by the EAC, that they had to go actually recant the false advertising to all these counties across the nation.
Yes. And to just reach out to the most leftist organizations to recruit poll workers. You know, the CTCL is like, hey, we got to put out the word to every single leftist other organization to come run our elections for us. And we have just been shocked by the collusion, the corruption, the crimes, and the cover-up is even more disturbing than the collusion, the corruption, the crimes, because they have proven to us that they have things to hide.
And some of the wording that we've found in these documents is really particularly alarming, but it makes sense with what we know this big plan is. These grant awards are repeatedly using the phrase, how do we frame this around COVID? In other words, this money, this millions of dollars that we're getting, how do we frame this? And so when Sophie just mentioned the collusion and the corruption and the crimes and the cover-up, that is just as big of a story as what actually happened is how it happened behind the scenes and who these players are and the fact that they intentionally and knowingly used COVID and admitted in writing that this was that the election hijacking was hidden by the COVID agenda.
Exactly. And Kate, when you look at, when you watch 2000 Mules and you realize most of this was perpetrated by or advanced or able to happen because of the ballot boxes, these third party organizations such as CTCL, they were so adamant to install as many ballot boxes, and they purchased the ballot boxes for many of the counties that were given these grants. They were so adamant that these ballot boxes were put in every single place they could be put in, and it was very interesting that they were very interested in putting these ballot boxes in. They would call them less privileged areas. And so we see this continual drive and motivation to use, you know, it's very sad to use people that are either ignorant or uneducated as to what's going on for their master plan of stealing the election. And we're being able to see this in these public records.
And what's amazing is Utah isn't even a swing state. So can you imagine the amount of fraud in what would be considered one of the key states? Because Utah wasn't one of them. But yet, look at all this fraud. That's what so amazes me is the level to which the government will go to hide emails here in the state of Utah. Very, very key finding as far as how much fraud probably exists in the key states, which really need to be looked at. You mentioned Georgia. There are so many states right now that obviously need to be looked into. Why aren't people looking into it? It seems like both parties are kind of keeping it down. They don't want anyone to look here. You know what I mean? They want to divert attention away for sure. Maybe they don't want their own races looked at.
Exactly. Well, Kate, honestly, in Pennsylvania, our documents, in our opinion, Pennsylvania was the hardest hit by these third-party leftist organizations. What they did to Pennsylvania is unconscionable.
Yeah.
And if Doug Mastriano wants to reach out.
Well, and it's interesting that we were talking about even a state like Utah. Well, you know what? Utah, two counties in Utah took the Zuckerbucks, Cache County and Utah County. And so all of these states that are like, hey, we're not swing states. We don't have to worry about this. No, you do. All of these counties across, you know, Texas, I mean, everywhere, these conservative states are taking the money. And the documents show that they have to spend it as they are told to spend it, or else they have to pay it back. So these people are part of this crime, but they don't even know they're a part of it. And it's really heartbreaking for these county clerks who think they're doing the right thing and have just been sold a sack of lies with this greatest crime of our lifetime, in my opinion.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much for all the work you're doing. Tell people how to get a hold of you real quick.
We are at Two Red Pills channel on Telegram, also on Rumble, and tworedpills.org website, TWORED PILLS.
Thank you. I'm Kate Daly. I'll be right back.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Code. Cut.com. That's GCN TaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Here with you on the Alex Jones Show. Get those supplements. We're going to be looking at so many shortages. Now is the time to get those supplements and get a lot of them under your roof. Alex is right about that. These supplements are so important to your health, no matter what they drop on us. You know, I want to talk for just a moment. And by the way, thank you to Two Red Pills on Telegram. Really appreciate all the work they're doing in their own state, which means that you can do this work too. You can be private citizens going after this information, the FOIA requests, from your offices of your lieutenant governors. This is such an important step. This, and of course with Sheriff Mack, leaning on the sheriffs. The sheriffs have to do this, and so do the county commissioners in your areas. We have 3,100 counties in America. If the county commissioners voted in all of these counties to switch to handwritten ballots, hand-done ballots, we might have a chance. We might have a chance in this country. But it seems as though both parties, one party is extremely silent, and the other party is actively destroying the country with their fraud. The other party that's supposed to be defending all of us, not a word. Just crickets. Yep, crickets. All we hear. So something has to be done. You know, I'm sure they're counting their money and they're really excited about making a ton of money from pharma and everything else. And throughout the last couple of years, it's been probably pretty amazing for all of these Congress people and senators. But they really do need to maybe, I don't know, say a peep about election fraud. That would be refreshing, wouldn't it? So I'm having a little trouble with the timeline, and I wondered if you all could help me a little bit with this. And, of course, you can email me, kate@katedalyradio.com. I was trying to construct a timeline, and I found it rather difficult. And let me tell you why of the shooting, because I know that everybody in America is obviously, you know, they're saddened, and it's horrific, and we're looking at the news, and the whole nation, all the mass media seems to be turned toward this event. I understand that. So let's construct a little timeline. Can we do that? Because I'm having a little trouble doing it. Let me share with you why. So at 11:17, the school district of Uvalde sent out a message that said, this was at 11:17. This was before the authorities said the event took place. And it said, there's an active shooter at Robb Elementary. Law enforcement is on site. Your cooperation is needed at this time by not visiting the campus. As soon as more information is gathered, it will be shared. And it said the rest of the district is under secure status. This was at 11:17 a.m. The problem is that all the reports say, the authorities say that this didn't happen until 11:32. So you have 11:17 with a tweet saying that this shooter is out in the school, shooting the school up. And by the time they would have even written that, the event would have occurred. So that means before 11:17, they weren't going to do it the second it happened, right? Doesn't make sense. But the district put out a tweet at 11:17. Then the authorities came out and said everything happened at 11:32. The only problem is that at 11:43 on Facebook, and they even timestamped it, 11:43, they even wrote 11:43, the Robb Elementary came out and said, oh, that we're in a lockdown because there were some possible gunfire or shots outside of the school in the area. This was at 11:43. When the event was supposed to be taking place. And they said, you know, everything's fine. We're all safe and secure in here. We're all locked down in here. No big deal. No problem. Just so you guys know, we're in a safe, secure place and it's okay. But supposedly at that point, the gunman was shooting his way down the corridor. So how could they have sent out this message at 11:43? Then at noon, 20 minutes after that, and by the way, the authorities said this, the shooting back and forth with the Border Patrol agents, not really the cops, which again is very strange. Why were Border Patrol there? The Border Patrol agents were shooting back and forth with this guy for an hour and a half. So in the middle of the shooting at around noon, right, the shooting had just started, they said, all of a sudden all 600 children were sent to the Civic Center. But I didn't see any aerial shots or any photography of any students really leaving the building in masses. There were no buses to pick the kids up. There was no, how do you leave in the middle of gunfire? I'm not quite sure. So I'd really appreciate all of your help in trying to figure out how this went down. We all want to grieve for these families and we all want to understand what happened, of course, and the correct timeline. It just seems really difficult to get that timeline. So at 1:44, they were obviously telling the parents, you know, it's about time you can come pick up your kids from the Civic Center. There was a big whiteboard out in front of the Civic Center with all the names of the teachers and water bottles ready to hand out. They sure got those in place quickly. So I was really glad that everyone attending had water. But I was also really perplexed at how quickly they dispersed the children. I know when we had a threat of a shooting in my own community, they kept the kids till 6 o'clock at night inside another building far away, even though they had the suspect. So that was kind of strange. So they were dispersing children after 2 o'clock, and they were telling parents they could come to the Civic Center. Well, this also happened around noon when they let the parents know via tweet that they were shipping all the kids to the Civic Center, that they were there, and that they would be able to be picked up there. Right in the middle of that whole hour and a half shooting. It's very, very strange. Then, of course, the authorities said that they had already picked up and he was in custody. The kid was in custody, the 18-year-old. Well, the problem was they also said that he died at the school in a shootout. Which was it? Was he in custody or was he, I'm just trying to understand, or was he dead on the scene? None of that ever really made sense. Also, at 3:30, they let everybody know at the Memorial Hospital that most all the kids were fine. They were alive, in fact. Two had died, but they were alive. But then, by a half an hour later, all of them had died that were in the hospital. And I just found that to be really, really strange. I've just never seen so many people die in such a short time frame before. So I would love to get more specifics on that, if you will. The Texas Department of Public Safety confirmed that a school police officer exchanged gunfire with a suspected shooter. This came out today, who unleashed fatal gunfire at Robb Elementary. And they said that somebody was injured in that and that he had barricaded himself in and dropped a bag of ammunition at the entrance of the school. The only other problem is they still can't tell us whether it was a rifle or a handgun. Sometimes when all the details are a little sketchy, it's always kind of strange for me to try to put together a timeline so that I can talk about it on the radio. Well, this kid, pictures came out where this kid was more or less in trans clothing, and I don't see the media talking about him dressed as a girl, but he also bought the gun right after his 18th birthday, just coincidentally, and they also had a mugshot of him ready to go, although he never had a prior record. He probably would have been denied the gun, maybe, had he had a prior record, but they had a gun, they had a mugshot ready to go. The assailant was also dead, and so we'll never be able to talk to him about the motive, but they did say that he clearly left some messages on social media. It seems that that happens a lot. The assailant is usually between the ages of 18 and 29. They're a loner, and they put messages on social media right before they're going to go do something. They hit Facebook right before they embark on doing something. Also, they had some testimonials of people who actually heard what the grandmother said as the boy shot his grandmother and then went to the school. And they actually had details. I'm not quite sure how they had so many details. It was really strange. So 11:17, the school says an active shooter is already ongoing. The authorities say it didn't happen till 11:32. And then at 11:43, the elementary school says, oh, there might be some gunfire outside, but of course everybody's safe in here and no problem, right smack in the middle of the shooting. I did find that kind of strange, and I wish I had some answers for very, very sketchy information and sketchy information offered up by the school district and the schools. I know that they were having problems funding the hospital, and I know they were having some problems with COVID dollars coming into the school as well prior to this. As of January, they were getting paid a lot of money from COVID dollars. So I just wanted to bring these things up. I'm still looking for any footage of children running from the school like we saw in Columbine. I haven't found any yet. I'd like to see the footage where the kids were boarding the buses so that we can get a correct timeline. That would be better in order to put this timeline together. But I so appreciate you listening to some of the details I found pretty perplexing. And we'll look into more, of course, as none of this has really made sense, especially the school involvement in giving us details. So that's been really strange. Anyway, I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for the Alex Jones Show, the Kate Daly Show. You can go to katedalyradio.com. And I do hope that we can find some answers because it doesn't seem to be shaking out. I mean, the details are sketchy. So we hope for more details.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.